Okay, here we go. If the broadcaster doesn't sound quite right, you're correct. He is not. I woke up after doing those three games on Saturday, and very much a tenored voice. I woke up sounding much like Mike Yoakum of the No Name Quartet. So I don't sing like him, but I sound like him right now. So hopefully everything will come through okay. Warsaw on the road, black uniforms, orange numbers and orange trim. Goshen in the home, white uniforms, red numbers and silver trim. Up she goes, and the ball's rolling around loose, and it's picked up by Goshen. We are right behind the scorer's table, and we have a perfect view of the court. Right away, Warsaw comes out in a trap. They get the ball to Herrera. She'll muscle it in the lane and force it up and miss it, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds and last touch by the Redhawks. This is a Goshen team that struggles from the field. 36 points a game because they shoot 35% for the field. Cross-court pass. Warsaw breaks the pressure. Winchester down to the baseline for Chastain. One dribble and back across to Neely. In the corner, Zartman. Right corner, three, short. Rebound grabbed by Bricker. And Bricker will bring it out to the right corner, and they'll reload it. Winchester to the free throw line. Back to Bricker. Mask in place. She did not wear it through the warm-up or the introductions, but has it on now. Bricker right side. Dribbles into a double team. Left side to Zartman. Back out to Jocelyn. Right side to Neely. Neely against a zone defense here by the Redhawks. Down the baseline, Chastain. Inside for Winchester. Lost the ball, got it back. Kicks it out. Bricker for an open three. That's no good. Long rebound out to the right wing grab by Yorty for Goshen. Warsaw got some good looks at it. They came away empty-handed. We played a minute, and we are still scoreless. Hostetler drives down the left side of the lane. Shoots off the glass. No good. Foul called on the Lady Tigers. And Bricker gets the foul. Jocelyn with her first. Free throw's coming up here for Hostetler, who is a 46% free throw shooter. Now the first one is up there, and it's no good. As a team, Goshen is 54%. They struggle in every way shooting the basketball. They've only hit 54 three-pointers in 20 games. They shoot 26% from out there. Second one's up. It's good. Hostetler makes it 1-0. Quickly in transition, Chastain down to the right corner. Out on the wing for Neely. Neely now to Zartman. She'll drive it hard to the right and then throw it back to Bricker on the left. Bricker back out to Zartman, 30 feet from the basket. Dribbles to the right wing, back to Bricker, now to Winchester. She'll try a three, and it's no good. Chastain has the rebound. Right back out to Zartman, and Warsaw will load it up and shoot it again. Now Zartman out to Bricker between the circles. Now Lenny Krebs is going to change the play. They bounce to the free throw line to Neely. She throws it low, and it's taken away. She tried to find Winchester. She was matched up against the 5'8 Herrera, so that was what they wanted, but the pass wasn't good. And Goshen's got the ball up 1-0. Hostetler tried to slip it inside, and Neely got around from the bottom side and was able to flip it out of bounds. Just getting started, we played almost 2 minutes. Yorty to throw it in on the baseline, right? On the court to our right. And she'll lob it out to midcourt where it's caught by Hostetler. One-on-one against Zartman. Picks up her dribble, lobs. Good catch there by Kyra Hill. She shoots from 18 outside the lane. No good. Rebound is out of bounds to Warsaw. Hill has good range. She's hit 19 three-pointers this season for a goal at 6-3. She's actually the leader on the team in that category. She's got 19 of their 54. Bricker across the line against the presser. Head to Zartman. 12-footer outside the edge of the lane. No good. Rebound tipped by Chastain and grabbed by Goshen. Warsaw is yet to score. We played 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Right sideline, right in front of the Warsaw bench to Markham. Markham, one dribble, and then to Hill. Hill now out near the timeline for Hostetler. Pressure there by Zartman, who's staring right at her belly button. Now off a screen from Hill. Hostetler finds Herrera to the free throw line to Hill. She'll face up and shoot from there. Bank it wide right. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Zartman for the Lady Tigers. Long pass down court to Bricker. Cross court pass to Winchester in transition for two. That's how the Lady Tigers get on the board and take the lead. It's 2-1. Warsaw pressing. Goshen beats it easily. Hostetler into the front court. Now picks up her dribble. Throws it out to Hill. Hill drives the near side for Markham. She hands in the corner to Yorty. Yorty trying to get past Zartman, but can't. Dribbles the free throw line, throws it out to Markham, left side. Then back to Hostetler. Hostetler on the weave, now to Hill at the free throw line. She'll square up against Winchester. Back down in, fake a turn and shoot a 12-footer. That's off the mark, and a foul called against Goshen. Neely with really good blockout position and blocked out. And the foul is called against Terrera. That's her first. Here comes Delaney Vilma into the game for the Lady Tigers. Chastain will take a break at 4:35 of our opening quarter. Warsaw has a 2-1 lead. Delaney shot the ball very well since coming back from that injury. Starting with the Center Grove tournament, she is 7 out of 11. Into the deep right corner for Neely, out to Bricker. Then back in the corner, Zartman off a screen, wide open, three-pointer, rimming, no good. And Vilma grabs the rebound, and a foul is called. Vilma got inside against two girls that were bigger than her and got that rebound and got fouled by Herrera, who has two quick fouls. So at 4:17 in the opening quarter, she'll come out. LaShawn Stewart will check in. Bricker to throw it in baseline left in the court to our left. Looking, lobs it out top for Vilma. Now into the corner for Bricker. Bricker, one dribble and back out to Vilma. Then back to Bricker on the left in the corner. Winchester blows by Hill, takes it to the basket and scores. Everybody assumed that she was going to shoot that from the air, and everybody stood straight up, and Warsaw now leads 4-1. In the backcourt, Stewart. Up the near side, cut off by Winchester. Tries to go a little farther. Now she's trapped in the backcourt, lobs it high in the air, and Vilma got a hand on it but couldn't take it. Hill steals it away into Markham for two. In transition quickly, Bricker the other way, puts it up there, and it would not go. They're going to say it's not a shooting foul, which I think is the right call. We see that a lot. Called a shooting foul. Yordi with her first and the team's third of the opening quarter. Kelsey Wren in the game for Bricker for the Lady Tigers with 3:40 left to go here in the quarter. And it'll be Wren to throw it in baseline right into Winchester in that corner. Had the ball knocked away, and it's taken away by Hostetler. Hostetler for Goshen. Worked on by Vilma in the backcourt. I think she got away with double dribble, but play goes on. Hill in between the circles, out by the volleyball line. Left side for Yordi. Yordi against Wren. Now dribbles to the right, hands it off for Stewart. Stewart on the right wing, looking in at Hill. Hill at the high post, Stewart up the baseline, stopped. Now she picks up her dribble. She's got trouble. She lobs it out to Hostetler. Hostetler trying to throw it into Hill. Hill makes a great catch around Winchester and scores. Kyra Hill's got two. Goshen back to the lead, 5-4. Vilma out to Winchester. The high post for Neely. She's surrounded to Vilma. Back to the free throw line. There's Neely. Comes up shooting and hitting. Alexis got shut out against Concord on Saturday. Has her first two here. It's 6-5. Warsaw back in front. 2:45 left to play opening quarter. Hostetler to the timeline against Zartman. Picks it up along the near sidelines. Lobs down to Hill. She got behind Winchester again. And she'll drive in and score two more easy points. They are dragging all the Lady Tigers out wide, and there's no backside help side. Winchester, left corner, Zartman for three, in and out. Winchester, the rebound for Warsaw. Tried to put it back up in a late whistle, and a foul is called against the Red Hawks. And the foul is called against Kyra Hill. That's her first, team's fourth of the quarter. With 2:20 left in it, Winchester goes to the free throw line, shooting two. Brooke with 4 points. Here in the early going, Warsaw trails by one. Winchester can do something about that. The 6-foot junior puts the first one up and in. Bricker back to the scorer's table. She's in for Zartman to give her her first blow. Our first tie of the game is at 7. And now Winchester tries to give Warsaw the lead back. Second one up. And that's in and out and in again. Winchester makes both. Warsaw leads 8-7. Our fourth lead change already here in the first 6 minutes of the game. Hostetler at the line, lobs across far side, pass too far, taken away. Neely with a steal. Neely races around one, around two, underneath the Bricker at the basket, kicks it in the corner. Winchester for three, it's good. And a timeout will be taken here by Sean Hill. Timeout Goshen, 1:59 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw with the lead, 11-7 over the Red Hawks. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Great to have you with us wherever you're listening from on this foggy Tuesday night. I might actually need Rudolph to get home because When I pulled in, it was starting to get foggy, and it's only going to get worse. Warsaw comes out, and a trap, and it's stolen. Bricker the steal. She'll take it down for an easy two. Hogstetler dribbled and got almost the timeline and then looked up and saw Bricker right in front of her and dribbled it off her own foot. It went right to Joss, and she makes it 13-7. And then there's a ball tipped away. It's Bricker again. She'll take it down and score again. That time she reached in and stole it away from Hostetler, and it's 15-7. And this is what Lenny Krebs was hoping for. Hill jumps it past the wing. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it's off of Goshen. It's going to belong to Warsaw. Neely knocked it free. Stewart is the one who had it bounce off her leg. Vilma comes out. Chastain back in for the Lady Tigers. So it is the starting five out there. Zartman, Neely, Bricker, Winchester, and Chastain for Lenny Krebs. Now Bricker between the circles. Dribbles to the right wing. Bounces inside Winchester. And Markham dropped down and stole the ball. Brooke turns the ball over a lot, and a lot of her turnovers are on that kind of play right there. Left side, Yordi for Goshen. She's trapped, tries the baseline, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Alexis Neely. Neely with her first. That's the second against Warsaw here in the opening quarter. Layla Knepp is into the game for the Lady Tigers for Winchester with 58.6 left to play in the period. Well, the inbound, Yordi. Looking for Hill. Lobs out to midcourt for Hostetler instead. Hostetler to the right wing. Lobs inside. Good pick and roll. Markham puts it up. No good, but a foul called. Zartman should get it, but there was another Lady Tiger in the neighborhood. It's Zartman's first. And the team's third of the quarter. A free throw is coming up here for Markham, who is a 53% free throw shooter. Now the first one's in the air, and it's no good. Again, they're 10-10, 1-4 in the conference, with Mishawaka still to play in the Cave on Thursday. And that one's good. Markham's got three. Warsaw's lead is 7. Neely one-hands it into the far corner. Zartman up the baseline all the way out to Chastain, then to Neely. Right side three-pointer right down the middle. Neely with her 17th three-pointer of the year. Warsaw leads 18-8 with 35 seconds left to go in the quarter. Hill lobs ahead to Stewart right in front of us. Tries the sideline. Ball knocked away. Picked it back up. And she throws a cross-court pass that barely made it to Yordi. Yordi to the free throw line. She'll shoot from there and miss it short. Bricker comes out of there with it for the Lady Tigers. And then Bricker got tied up at midcourt. And we're going to have a held ball. The arrow belongs to Warsaw with 19.7 left to play here in the quarter. Neely to throw it in right in front of Jim Spiker. I don't want to say that Jim's found the fountain of youth helping Lenny Krebs with Lady Tiger basketball, but he sure is enjoying himself. 15 seconds left to play. Bricker trapped at midcourt. Cross the line to Neely. Across to Zartman. 9 seconds. Now to Bricker near the center circle with 6, with 5. Knepp back to Bricker with 4. Drives in the lane. Floats it in the air. And good. Bricker with 6 first quarter points. Warsaw leads at Goshen after 1. 20-8. We'll start quarter 2 after these words on News Now Warsaw.